I said we were going to talk about Marco Rubio, okay, and his gay past. That's what I call it. Well, and it's not just a gay past. It's being arrested for. Well, I would have to assume having gay sex in a park where that was known to happen. And the person he was busted with ran a gay porn site in his house, which he got in trouble for by the authorities in Miami. I mean this is real. This is real. This isn't some made up white supremacist website stuff. This is real. This is legitimate and real. Now, I don't care if somebody's gay. I could care less. But when somebody is Mr. Anti-gay, like Marco Rubio is, when somebody's Mr. I am the moral crusader, I'm super morals, then there's a problem. And that's always been an issue with politicians. They take this moral high ground of anti-gay, anti-abortion, whatever. And privately, they are cruising for gay sex in men's bathrooms in airports, or their wives or girlfriends are getting abortions that they are funding. I mean, seriously, it's insane. It's insane. So I want to go through this Marco Rubio story, because Marco Rubio is the king of telling everybody, millions of people, that there's all these stories that involve Donald Trump, and nobody's talking about them. No one's talking about them because they're waiting. They're waiting. Yes, they are waiting for him to get the nomination, and then they will unload. Yes, the Trump University students. Trump, and you know what's funny? The whole Trump University thing, it was a real estate course. That's it. The Trump University. But nobody claimed that it was a Harvard University. No one claimed that it was a Princeton University. The claim was you will learn and master techniques of selling real estate. Remember the real estate courses you would see at midnight, 2 a.m, the infomercials? And you got the husband and wife, and they're like, we just made $750,000 in 1 month selling commercial real estate. That's what it was. It was part of that whole era. Now, you could call it a scam if you want, but there was no scamming as far as I'm going to take your money and you're going to get nothing. You're going to get information. It's up to you and how you use that information. But some people are just so gullible and stupid that they think that when somebody gives them this information, that they're all of a sudden magically going to be a billionaire. But you got to work hard, and you got to catch breaks, and you got to get lucky. And when you combine all those things and you use the tools that you were given, success is waiting. Not all the time. But you don't just sit there in your house and go, I got all this information. Okay, I'm going to try to sell a house, or I'm going to this, piece of property. Oh, it didn't work. I'm suing Donald Trump University. You know, I could go and spend tens of thousands of dollars at a Peyton Manning football camp. I could spend tens of thousands of dollars at a Peyton Manning football camp where they teach you the mechanics and the fundamentals. And then I could go and enroll at USC. I could go and sign up, take classes at USC. I could be a full-time student. And when football season comes, I could try out for the football team. Yeah, I'm old, but I would try out. I could say I'm a quarterback. I pay Peyton Manning tens of thousands of dollars. Paid him tens of thousands of dollars. Put me in, coach. And then I compete against 22-year-old kids. And I get hammered. I get beaten up. I can't throw the ball more than 10 yards. And they tell me to leave. They're like, bro, what are you doing? You're 42 years old. Well, I went to the Peyton Manning football camp. I paid Peyton Manning $25,000. He trained me, and damn it, I'm going to be the quarterback for the USC. No, you're not. Sorry, bro, it's not happening. I don't go and sue Peyton Manning. I don't say, oh, you duped me. You duped me. That's BS. You duped me. That's crazy. You know? It doesn't work like that. It doesn't work that way. And why there's not 20, 30, 40, 50 people standing with Marco Rubio? Because there's not 20 or 30 or 40 or 50 people. You have one or two people that are engaged lawsuit trying to get their money back, no different than any other corporation. Rather, it's a woman who's suing McDonald's because she had hot coffee spilt on her, or somebody suing Pizza Hut or whoever because they got food that had a finger in it, and it turns out that it was. I mean, it's the world we live in as far as corporations and as far as things that go on when you have people that are buying products, sneakers, food, salting, video game, whatever. It's one of the pitfalls of somebody being part of the political world who comes from the business world. No different when somebody like Rubio or Cruz says, are you going to stop illegal immigration when you hired 200 Polish undocumented workers 31 years ago? Okay, listen. 30 years ago? Holy smokes. 30 years ago? First off, we're not talking about Mitt Romney having gardeners who are illegal. And Mitt Romney going, oh, man, hey, I'm running for president. I can't have this. You guys aren't going to be able to work for me anymore. That's a little different than somebody who's been in business for 30-plus years. I mean, think about it, 30-plus years hiring and firing hundreds of thousands of construction workers and manage, I mean, carpenter, you name it. You name it, hundreds of thousands of people throughout the years building things, not pushing papers, but building things. Stuff that you walk by and go, wow, I'm looking at a building. This person created that. And this person himself doesn't go out and say, all right, what's your name? Bob, you're hired. All right, Frank, you're hired. You got projects all over the United States, all over the world. You hire people to hire people that hire people. And you're talking about a bunch of Polish illegals that were demolishing a building in 1983. And that's the whole crux of your, well, how is he going to stop illegals if he can't stop Polish illegal? Get out of here. I mean, you're insane. It's just insane. It's insane. This is all scorched earth craziness. And people are going, where was all of this before? Where was Rubio and Cruz using this oppo before? Why didn't they use it before? Oh, well, because they always thought Trump would implode on his own. That's what. No, they never used it before, because if it was used 2 and 3 months ago, as the stuff got flushed out, people would go, well, that's ridiculous. That's why it was never used before, because it's nothing. It really nothing. It's absolutely BS nothing. It's useless. They're using it now because it's 2 days. Well, now it's 1 day before 12 states vote. And if you could get people to just hear the scorched earth without looking into what this is, you could change people's minds at the polls. You have a shot at changing people's minds at the polls. But if you use this stuff 3 months ago, as everybody digs through Polish illegals from 30 years ago, and you have different news sources talking about the situations, you have Trump on different newscasts talking about the situation, eventually people go, well, that's a lot to do about nothing. Wow, that was lame. Same thing with the Trump University. When they add up all the people that have gone there, all the people that have taken the classes, and you dig up 2 or 3, you dig up 2 or 3 people that are disgruntled, and people go through the story and they see what the situation is, and you see that one or two of the people have went back on some of the things that they said under testimony, and it gets dug through and it gets rehashed and it gets played over and over. The people go, this is a lot to do about nothing. That's why this oppo stuff was not used before. Because once people go through it, they go, this is nothing. This is absolutely nothing. This is a lot to do about nothing. What a waste of my time. I mean, now you got Cruz saying, you know what, Trump won't release his tax papers. Which, by the way, the stuff that Cruz and Rubio released were just summaries. They weren't the tax forms. They were summaries. That's all they were, summaries. They don't say who they donated to, charities. They don't have any of that stuff on there. They were summaries. But Cruz's new line is, Trump may have extensive mob dealings. That's why he doesn't want to put his tax filings out. Really? But so in his tax filings, he has a box where he checks off that says mobsters. Really? So if you're dealing with the mob and you're giving money to the mob, you put it on your taxes? Is this guy retarded? Seriously, is this guy effing retarded? Someone help me out here. Is this guy retarded? He doesn't want to put out his taxes because of the mob. The what? What are you talking about? I love how the establishment, and I've said this before about Mark Levin, they all got mad when Trump would use attack lines like Ted Cruz doesn't have any friends. He doesn't get along with anybody in Congress. And Ted Cruz and other people would say, oh, Trump's using liberal talking points. Liberal, look at that, just shows he's part. And all these things that Rubio and Cruz are saying about Trump are all from liberal websites. This whole mob tie thing is liberals digging in to Trump dealings from the early 80s in Manhattan.